And it's time for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Thank you. It is a lovely day and several good movies playing around now and in the near future. So that's good. That's good news. What we saw this week, the other day actually, was it's the latest edition of the Spider-Man series. There have been a whole lot of Spider-Man movies. He's a Marvel character, Marvel movies, and, well, Marvel everything, Marvel cartoons and Marvel comic books and Marvel this, Marvel that. And the whole, it's so big that it's called the Marvel Universe. And if you really want to get into the Marvel Universe, A, you have to see a lot of movies, and B, you have to kind of keep track of what's going on. This is the, I think it's the fifth or sixth movie featuring Tom Holland, who's a young British actor who's making truly a name for himself these days. He plays Spider-Man, and his girlfriend, MJ, is currently played by another sort of up-and-coming actress named Zendaya. And I'll talk a little bit about them in a minute because they are an item quite apart from the movies. It was we were looking forward to seeing it. I am not a huge Marvel fan. There's a number of Marvel characters I've liked. I quite like Doctor Strange and a few others, but I haven't gotten sort of into the zeitgeist of the Marvel universe. So when I see something, I'm approaching it from a relative newcomer. Unlike my son, for example, who looks at it from a quite a different point of view. This movie is not 3 hours like the movie that we saw last week, which was The Odyssey, which is a full or just under a full 3 hours. But it's a pretty long movie, nevertheless. And the full title is Spider-Man Brand New Day. And even if you haven't been following the whole Spider-Man life, it's pretty clear that what happened was he was having issues being both Spider-Man and Peter Parker, who is his real person is Peter Parker. And Peter Parker is a smart guy who at the time of the previous movie, he had made the decision that in order to protect his friends and family, he had already lost his aunt with whom he lived, Aunt May, and he just didn't want to risk the lives of everybody else. So he made this decision. This is a little bit of surmising on my part because I didn't see this movie, but this one that I did see, The Brand New Day, was kind of the follow-up. So it's now, I believe it's like 4 years later, and he has not seen MJ, his girlfriend, and his best friend Ned for years. And he's lonely, and he's getting headaches, and he's still doing his job, but he's having problems that he, I guess, wasn't having before. But for those of you who are just going to see the movie for the special effects are wonderful. He is, flying around New York City on really strong spider webs, and he's a very athletic young man. Again, I'll get into his story a little bit later, but he is trying to deal with life. Am I Peter Parker, or am I Spider-Man, or can I be both? Because he's been advised by several people, you can't really be both because you're making yourself crazy. He's still fighting crime and he's still mostly doing a terrific job. He has a few nemeses who are quite something. There's one called the Scorpion, who is, interestingly, played by a Montreal actor named Michael Mando, who pretty much always plays sort of bad guys. But it was fun to see him on the screen again. And he's, so there's poor Spidey, Peter, who was just, you know, at a bit of a loss, and he kind of finds MJ and Ned again, but he has arranged it so that they don't know who he is. He's kind of a stranger to them. And meanwhile, the background of all this is that someone who is initially unknown, someone is simply taking on, like jumping into other people's bodies and souls. So periodically, someone that he thinks is somebody he knows turns out it really isn't. It's kind of this imposter who has everybody in the Marvel universe has some kind of special powers, and the special power that that this person has is that they can just kind of flip from one body to the next very quickly, and then wreak all kinds of havoc. So one of the reviews that I read said that New York is a character in this movie, and it was very true. It happened. It is set in New York. He's always been in New York, I guess. But in this case, you really feel like, yeah, New York does play a part in this movie. And so that had a certain appeal to me. Just to quickly go back to the actor who plays Spider-Man and the actress who plays his girlfriend. They are, in fact, married. I think as of fairly recently, they got married. This is Zendaya and Tom Holland. And also at the same moment, we have the movie The Odyssey, which I spoke of last week. The Odyssey has Zendaya and Tom Holland in starring roles. So they're doing very well for themselves. And I guess personally, they're also doing very well, having very recently tied the knot. So, you know, kudos to them. Other characters who appear from the Marvel array of characters in this movie is Bruce Banner, who's the scientist who periodically becomes the Hulk. And yes, needless to say, he becomes the Hulk in this movie at least once. And several other characters who are part of, you will see them in other Marvel movies, and you may recognize them. I, again, not being a true Marvel aficionado, I recognized a few. And I said, oh, there's one in particular who I haven't seen very much. But it's an actress named Florence Pugh, who's British. And I think her character is from the Avengers. But in any event, she's wonderful. She's Russian, and her office is in New York City, but it's in a swimming pool building. So when she summons Spider-Man to come and see her, it is imperative that he get undressed and into the pool with her. So anyway, there was kind of a funny moment. There are a few comedic moments in the movie, not that many, but a few. Mostly it is lots and lots of action, lots of good special effects with flying around New York City and just flitting from one body to another, so that's kind of fun. What to my mind made the movie somewhat longer than it needed to be, and I think it's maybe 2.5 hours or thereabouts, so it's a fairly long movie. But there was a lot of sentimentality in this movie. Peter is, as I mentioned, like he's sad. He's trying to reconcile two important parts of his life, and he spends a lot of time kind of soul searching. And I probably could have used without that much soul searching, because it really did take the movie perhaps beyond the length that it could have and should have been. The other interesting thing about the movie is that it, around halfway, maybe a bit more than halfway through, the focus actually moves from Spider-Man. He's still in it, of course, but the focus moves from Spider-Man to another character who we only just discovered. I won't tell you who it is the person who's been causing all these strange flips from one body to another. I preferred the second half of the movie. I thought, well, I'm enjoying this more than I am just a whole bunch of focus on Spider-Man. He's wonderful. The Tom Holland, who's now done this, as I mentioned, several movies running, I think it's roughly five or six. And his next, and of course, he will continue to be Spider-Man for probably the foreseeable future. But his background is as a dancer. He was in Billy Elliot. I think it was the Broadway show. In any event, he's a really fine young dancer. And his next movie role is going to be in the biography of Fred Astaire. So that's something for us. If you're not huge on the Marvel Universe and you would like to just see this really fine young actor / dancer do something very different, then, as I mentioned, his next movie is going to be a biography of the incredible, immortal Fred Astaire. He has essentially Fred Astaire's body and a whole lot of training and dance. So that will be fun to watch. Anyway, as I said, there's a number of movies that are playing or will be playing shortly in August and beyond into the fall. But just in August, there's several movies that will be showing, sort of blockbuster movies and some not so blockbuster, but still very interesting movies that are worth going to. And once again, if you can, try and see at least some movies in a big theater, in a theater where you have a big screen, you have big sound, you have an audience with you. At the Maison Cinema, which is our preferred movie theater, they have several theaters that are just so comfortable and definitely worth picking yourself up, getting out of your living room chair and heading off to the movie. Sometimes, in fact, you can see a movie not just with good sound and good picture, but 3D. And with Spider-Man, although we didn't see it in 3D, I was thinking this would be one that if I were to have to see it in 3D, I would not complain at all, because all of this flying around on his spiderweb would be probably quite fun in 3D. It might have Spidey in your lap when you're sitting there. Anyway, probably enough said about the Spider-Man A New Day movie. If you are thinking of going and you don't have a background in the whole Marvel Universe, you might want to check out on several, I think there's more than one of the streaming services on TV that has the recent, like the lead ups to this movie, and they all feature Tom Holland as Spider-Man and Zendaya as his girlfriend, MJ. But once you go, once you have your background, take yourself to a movie theater, get comfy, and buy some popcorn and a drink and enjoy. That's it for today. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much, Melanie, and talk next week.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.